I'm Colleen Crane in the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. A plan to sell Toledo Bend Water to Texas is off, and a Vernon Parish legislator wants to make sure it never happens. The plan would have called for the reservoir to supply a large part of Louisiana's share to Texas every year for that state to address potential water shortages in its metro areas. Hornback Republican Rodney Schammerhorn says he'll be filing a bill to block any future water sale. He says if Texas wants Louisiana water, it can supply Louisiana with some of its jobs.
If industry needs our water, they need to bring it to Louisiana to provide for our people to be able to maintain a workforce and a good living in Louisiana.
Tulane fans are dreaming of a New Year's Day All-State Sugar Bowl appearance. And it could happen if they beat Ole Miss, who beat them by 5 touchdowns 4 months ago. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley.
I've already started hearing from several of them. We've got an intern from New Jersey that's a Tulane grad. She's been gone for several years now, but already reaching out about tickets.
For Mudbug lovers, the holiday season means another crawfish season is right around the corner.
LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension agent Todd Fontenot says he's been talking with crawfish farmers and is optimistic we will have a good season in 2026.
They're seeing a lot of young crawfish emerge from the burrows, and with these weather conditions, they should be growing.
Fontenot says crawfish is already on the market in some areas.
As you go further south, they flooded early. They got an early emergence, and with the good conditions, those crawfish grew pretty rapidly.
And he says last week's rainy weather will only help.
Rainfall events are very helpful in softening up that ground for those crawfish to dig out.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
High school football state champions will be decided this week. And Mangum is looking for its first state championship since 1956 as the Dragons take on Hainesville on Thursday at noon in the Division IV non-select title game. Mangum coach Scott Wilcher says they're playing for their Richland Parish town.
Play as one. One's always been our signature number there. To play as one and be one, and that's what we're going to do.
Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge.